Good morning and welcome to HealthWorks. This is Carol Knier, Community Relations Manager for Wayne Memorial Hospital. We hope you all enjoyed your Thanksgiving holiday. And here we are on December 1st. And for those of you that may not know, in December, we are starting our colder months, our winter season. And of course, a lot that comes along with that is cold and sickness and the flu. And so it is National Flu Vaccine Week, December 2nd through the 6th. And my guest today is Allie Von Onen, and she is our infection prevention and employee health nurse here at Wayne Memorial Hospital. Good morning, Allie.
Good morning.
And I know you were just on the show not too long ago when we celebrated Infection Prevention Month, correct?
Yes.
So you are such a wealth of information. So thank you again for joining us. How was your Thanksgiving holiday?
It was good.
Yeah, right? And around a lot of people, right? Like many of us are around a lot of people.
Yes.
So what we're going to talk about today is about the flu, about vaccines, and hopefully many people have already gotten them. So can you just kind of tell us a little bit about that? Do they have actually a theme for this month?
They do have a theme. So we are into National Flu Vaccine Week. So flu season actually starts about the beginning of October, but as you said, the colder months and as the holidays come and we start spending time indoors with people, we really want to stress how important it is to get vaccinated. So the CDC does put out a theme every year to try to make it more fun for everybody. So it is that vaccines can take the flu from wild to mild. So if you kind of think about a big polar bear, and we want, you know, maybe a little panda bear, so that we can try to prevent some of the major things that can happen when we do get those cold and flu symptoms.
Mm-hmm. Because, I mean, the flu can be very serious for many people. I know, you know, all of us at Wayne Memorial are encouraged to take our flu vaccine. I did get mine. Thank you very much, Allie. But, you know, when we look at who should get the vaccine, can you tell us about that?
Yeah, so anybody can really get the flu vaccine 6 months or older. There are vaccines that are tailored for different age groups that are maybe different doses or contain different strains. But everybody really is encouraged to get a vaccine. There's some common misconceptions of people who shouldn't get vaccines. So a lot of people think that if they are pregnant or they have chronic conditions or maybe they have a little bit of a cold at this time, none of that is true. Everybody is encouraged to get the vaccine that is recommended for them. And it's actually more encouraged in some of those higher risk categories mm-hmm. because they're more susceptible to getting sick or possibly contracting something.
Right. So, you know, and when we look at statistics on, you know, the flu, do you have any information on that?
Yeah, so it's really hard to get concrete statistics because not everybody gets tested or tells you when they're sick. But the CDC does give an estimate every year. Some years are worse than others, but typically we do see millions of flu infections every year. And that does result in anywhere from 100 to hundreds of thousands of hospitalizations, which is really what we're trying to prevent is the severity of the disease. And unfortunately, the flu still does lead to several thousand deaths a year. So it's something that's sticking around. It's been around for hundreds of years. We try to cultivate it as much as possible so that we don't get people in those situations because it is something that could perhaps be preventable.
Mm-hmm.
So we do see a lot of illness throughout the flu season, and the main goal and the purpose of Vaccine Week is try to prevent those most severe cases and anybody needing additional care outside of what they can do at their home.
Right, right. And, you know, and you hear, you know, individuals talk and again, some people are concerned about safety. Oh, you know, I'm allergic to that or I don't like needles. So, like, how is the flu vaccine, I wouldn't say developed, I mean, because it's in a lab and stuff like that, but talk a little bit about that and maybe people that may have allergies to it.
Sure. So each country will kind of develop their own vaccine. And there's actually different flu seasons around the world. So we typically think of our cold and flu season starting in October, but there's some European countries and actually some South American countries that start in April.
Wow.
So we take all of their information and our scientists try to pick out the highly circulating strains or the most severe strains. And they take a guess, an educated guess of all of those things happening around the world of what we think we're going to get here. So they take those. It's usually the higher ones are flu A and flu B. And there's usually 3 to 4 strains that they pick out. And then they will make a vaccine. There's different ways they make the vaccine. The most traditional way is that they grow influenza in eggs. And then they end up killing off that virus. And we just get the proteins from that, which is in most of our injectable vaccines. So any injectable vaccine is derived from eggs. They are not live viruses, so you can't get sick from them. You can't get the flu from them. There are some companies that grow the vaccine in different ways. So if there are people who have allergies to eggs, there is a company that does make egg-free vaccines, so it's safe for them. The other one that we typically get is that people don't like shots or they don't like needles. And there's nasal sprays available as well. They're not as popular because of the way they're made. Sometimes they do contain small pieces of live virus, so they're not for everybody. They're for certain age groups and certain healthy individuals, and that's something that a doctor or pharmacist can recommend for anybody that may be in that category of not liking to get stuck by a needle.
Right. And that may also be like age specific too, right? For the nasal spray or...
Yeah, I believe you have to be at least over 2. It's like 2 to 50 is the optimal age for that. You do have to be relatively healthy because it can contain pieces of live virus.
Right.
So anybody with certain comorbidities or higher risk or maybe taking some medications, antivirals or immunosuppressants, they wouldn't be in that category. But again, that would be something that any doctor or pharmacist can discuss all of those options with you.
Right.
And most pharmacies will be able to direct you to what would be best for you, or if they don't carry that mm-hmm. vaccine, where you could find it.
Right. And I think, you know, what you're saying is so important to ask questions. If people have concerns, and I think sometimes that's the fear of the unknown.
Yes.
And if they get the correct answers, you know, they're more likely to, you know, protect themselves. And that's the whole goal of this,
yes,
is to protect
absolutely.
Themselves. Correct. What about, okay, so we hear about the flu, right? We're talking about the flu today. But is there a difference between flu versus a cold?
There is some differences. There's some things that are the same. So colds are typically a group of viruses that we kind of bunch together with similar symptoms. The flu is a different type of virus. So they're both viruses. They are both contagious in many different ways. There's different strains to everything. Some differences may be the symptoms that they cause and how contagious they are. So a cold, for example, is typically a little bit milder, but may last longer. Those are usually when you get some mild sore throats, the runny nose, the tickly cough. They're usually contagious maybe a day before you're sick. Usually the most contagious up to those first couple days when you're feeling really kind of crappy. And then it could last anywhere for as long as the virus is causing symptoms. The flu is a little bit different. Usually we can tell the difference with the flu because you get really severe symptoms very early on. So that is when we get the fevers, the chills, the really bad headaches and body aches. You can be contagious with that up to a day before you're symptomatic.
Mm.
So that's a little bit different because some people feel really healthy today and they actually have the flu and they can still spread it to other people. And then by tomorrow, all of a sudden, you're feeling really crappy. And that is contagious. It varies for everybody. Sometimes it's a couple of days. Sometimes it's up to a week. It's really symptom based mm-hmm. for people and how their body reacts to that vaccine, or I'm sorry, for that infection. So it's really important to kind of monitor what kind of symptoms you're having. And sometimes doctors will be able to tell the difference between some of the more common flu and colds by what symptoms you're presenting with.
Right. And in most cases, like a virus or viral infection, usually it's not treated with antibiotics, right? There's some antiviral medicines, but I think you and I were talking about that earlier, that those really need to be taken very quickly early in the cold virus.
Yeah, so most viruses there is absolutely no treatment for except symptom management. So symptom management would be maybe a cold medicine, sometimes like a Tylenol to help with those fevers or those body aches. There are antivirals for some viruses, so we do have flu antivirals. They really do have to be taken early. Sometimes they're only given to severe cases. And the goal of them, there is no cure, but it is to try to help decrease the severity or the duration for that person.
So I'll have to say fluids are very important, right? Make sure you stay hydrated.
Fluids are very important. Just basic symptom management. So you can take those over-the-counter things as your doctor recommends. But sleep is really important for our bodies, and staying hydrated is really important for our bodies. So those are kind of the best medicines that we can do for ourselves.
And also, if you're working out there, right, we don't want to spread that around the place. So, you know, they should probably check with their job or whoever to see how soon after they should come back to work, correct?
Yeah, and there's different standards for every type of workplace, and depending on what we think or your doctor thinks it is. So sometimes colds, you're staying out a little bit longer. Flus are symptom-based. COVID is a little bit of symptom-based and a little bit of time-based. So it really depends on what we're dealing with, the population that you're dealing with, how long we think you may be infectious for.
Right. So you mentioned COVID, and I know we've done a couple of shows on that before, but, you know, if someone wants to get their flu shot, or if they've already got it, should they also get the COVID vaccine? Because they are two different viruses, correct?
They're two different viruses, yeah. So as we've kind of come out of the pandemic and we're learning more about COVID, we're learning that it also changes every year. So now the recommendations are that every year you're getting an updated flu vaccine. They're doing very similar things where they kind of look to see what the highest strains are, and they will develop the vaccines to try to protect against that circulating strain. So it's recommended to get that updated version every year. There is typically no contradiction to getting several vaccines together. So you can get a flu and a COVID vaccine at the exact same time. We do them a lot here at the hospital for employees.
Right.
Pharmacies, sometimes they'll give three or four vaccines at once, which may cause a sore arm.
I was just going to say that.
And sometimes we rotate arms, but there is no contradiction.
Okay.
And in certain people, it's actually recommended if you're higher risk. We want to get your immune system recognizing those viruses as quickly as possible.
Great. So we have about 2 minutes left. How can we really cut down the rate? Is hand washing respiratory adequate? How is that?
So the number one thing for flu is obviously to get vaccinated. It does take about 2 weeks to reach full immunity from any vaccine. Okay. So it's important that as we're coming into more holidays and being around people, that we're cautious until we get those vaccines. And even after that, their vaccines are not 100% effective. So we should still be cautious around others. Hand hygiene will always remain the number one thing that we can do because we're touching a lot of things. People are coughing and sneezing. And we tend to touch all of those other things. We tend to touch our face a lot more, especially when we're indoors. So really good hand hygiene, especially in those high touch surfaces. Alcohol-based hand sanitizer is fantastic. You can buy the little pocket ones to carry around with you or put in your purse, put in your pocket. And respiratory etiquette. So we teach the kids now, you know, to cough in your sleeve or do the Dracula. Tissues as an adult act the same way as long as we're also doing hand hygiene with those. So making sure that we're using tissues and throwing those away and doing good hand hygiene afterwards. Those are kind of the biggest things that we can help ourselves from not getting sick and preventing things from from other people getting sick.
Right. And that is really our, I wouldn't say our ultimate goal, but yes, you know, we're going to have people get sick, but if we can reduce that amount and again, the severity of the flu and any other kind of cold during this season, correct?
Yeah, so that is ultimately the goal. Even with vaccines, we know they're not 100% effective. We know that people are still going to get sick, but we want to create that community immunity so that the more we can do to prevent getting sick or the severity of sickness, ultimately, we help everybody decrease the severity of those symptoms or those most vulnerable from getting very sick or ending up in the hospital. So that is the ultimate goal, is that as a community, we're helping protect not only ourselves, but each other.
Great. Allie, really, the information that you shared today, I feel was very, very helpful. And you mentioned the CDC website. You can go on there and get a lot of this information that we talked about today as well, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. So particularly if you're looking for information about the flu vaccine, the CDC has specific websites dedicated to the flu vaccine. And there's also a website dedicated to this week's theme if you're looking for some specific information or some fun like infographs with those animals that I was talking about. You can visit National Flu Vaccine Week for the CDC.
Great. Thank you so much, Allie.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. And again, this is Carol Knier, Community Relations Manager for Wayne Memorial Hospital. I want to thank you for listening and have a great day.